Tribune. 78-year-old Brian Douglas Schmidt, senior of Petaluma, was sentenced to 30 years in prison on Monday for molesting a young girl back in 2022. The incident took place when she was 7 or 8 years old. She referred to Schmidt as a fake grandpa, according to the Press-Democrat. The girl and her family lived in Contra Costa County when the abuse occurred. A fundraiser for President Joe Biden in New York City that also starred former President Barack Obama and Bill Clinton has raised a whopping $25 million. His campaign said the event sets a new record for the most ever haul for a single political event. The event was held at the Radio City Music Hall on Thursday night. Shoppers may get a bitter big surprise in their Easter baskets this year. Chocolate eggs and chocolate bunnies are more expensive than ever as changing climate patterns are driving prices up. Cocoa, of course, is the main ingredient in chocolate, and about 3/4 of it comes from trees in West Africa. Severe seasonal winds and heavy rainfall have cut the amount harvested in recent months, driving up prices. Pope Francis appears in better health, walking into the Vatican audience hall on his own using a cane and delivering his prepared speech with a clear voice. The Pope's appearance on Wednesday was the first since Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old pontiff has often shown difficulties in walking and has been heard breathing heavily during public events. Massachusetts State Police say a robotic police dog helped avert a tragedy after being deployed where police were responding to an armed individual barricaded inside of a home. The dog named Roscoe was part of the state's bomb squad and was shot several times and disabled during the situation back on March 6th. However, police say being able to use Roscoe may have prevented an officer from being involved in an exchange of gunfire. 7:03 at KZST, time to check in on Sonoma County traffic. And that will say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Mirup. Hello there, Olivia. How are the roadways?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking really good this morning. We have no incidents to report. Remember to buckle up and drive safely from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZST.
Thank you very much, Olivia. News this half hour is brought to you by Johnson Pool & Spa.
Now's the perfect time to redefine relaxation in the comfort of your own backyard during our extended Clearwater Spa model clearance event. Right now at Johnson Pool & Spa, take up to $10,000 off and get 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on all remaining Clearwater and Starlight spas currently in stock. Our Clearwater spas are equipped with ozone, a great alternative to a conventional chemical or salt system, and proven to make your spa easier than ever to maintain. Alleviate mind and body tension, promote post-exercise recovery, and improve your sleep with the convenience of a quality hot tub experience in your own home. Don't miss these incredible savings. For best selection, stop by our Windsor or Santa Rosa showrooms or give our sales pros a call at 707-837-0604. That's 707-837-0604. Or find us online at johnsonpoolandspa.com.
Win big this March at Graton Resort and Casino. Thursdays, get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune slot tournaments. Enter the vault to win a new Mercedes, gold bars, cash, and more in the Gold Rush giveaway every Friday. Saturday, March 30th, your chance at $1 million cash in the Net Big Cash giveaway. 50 winners and $100,000 in guaranteed prizes. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
From the community calendar, the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership is looking for volunteers for the Sonoma County Human Race, May 4th in Santa Rosa. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, of course, today's opening day for Major League Baseball. The Giants are in San Diego. The A's are home against Cleveland. And
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
90-year-old Bob Uecker will be back behind the microphone when the Milwaukee Brewers play their home opener Tuesday against the Minnesota Twins. Uecker became the voice of the Brewers in 1971 and has been part of their broadcast team ever since. He has limited himself to home radio assignments, though, for the last several years. Your forecast, we picked up for the most part around a half an inch of rain overnight, not too bad. Today, partly cloudy. Just a chance for scattered showers. Not expecting much. Highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind. Even a chance for scattered thunder showers, too. Highs in the upper 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. For the very first time in history, world timekeepers may have to consider subtracting a second from our clocks in a few years because the planet is rotating a tad faster. Wednesday's study in a scientific journal says that clocks may have to skip a second, called a negative leap second, around 2029. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZET Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
KZST made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's all right. Welcome to my silly life.
Counties, KZST, it is Thursday, March 28th. Cloudy and cool today. We'll see temperatures in the upper 50s around Sonoma County. Good morning.
Honey, we need to make reservations for Buckley for spring break and Easter. He loves going to daycare at Paradise Pet Resorts. Let's see if they have room for boarding.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier to leave him, knowing they'll take care of him like he's their own.
Paradise Pet Resorts will take great care of your furry family member. You get to go away, and your pet gets a vacation. See for yourself on the webcams. Just download the app and look at all those wagging tails.
Dogs are pack animals who don't do well left alone all day. They need plenty of mental and physical exercise, as well as lots of opportunities to play, sniff, explore, and socialize. Doggy daycare is a practical solution for keeping your dog stimulated, as opposed to chewing, digging, and barking when you're not home.
Pets prefer paradise. Pet tested, pet approved. Book now for boarding and daycare. Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park in Santa Rosa. ParadisePetResorts.com.
Paradise Pet Resorts.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Oh, normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're not quite sure what to make for Easter dinner, Lucky can help you put on your Sunday best. We have incredible deals on everything you need to serve the ultimate mouth-watering meal. Right now, fresh asparagus is just 99 cents a pound. Limit 5 pounds. Beef ribeye roast bone-in is just $6.97 a pound with an additional qualifying purchase of $50 or more. Limit one while supplies last. And 5-pound bags of russet potatoes are only $1.77. Elevate the joy of Easter at Lucky.
At Mancini Sleep World, we'll pay the sales tax on select mattresses. Visit sleepworld.com.
It is 7:12, 47 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
All righty, top entertainment news of the day out of Hollywood. First of all, actress Blake Lively is apologizing for making light of Princess Kate's photo editing incident. She felt bad about an Instagram post teasing the princess. She was kidding, but it just so happened to fall on the same day Kensington Palace announced Kate's cancer diagnosis. Actress Cameron Diaz and her musician boyfriend Benji Madden just welcomed a new baby boy. They already have a 4-year-old daughter named Radix, and now their new bundle of joy will be called Cardinal. And actor Kevin Bacon recently announced he will be attending prom at the school where he filmed Footloose 40 years ago, Utah's Payson High School. The news came from the Today Show, where the actor surprised the class of 2024. The students had been trying to get his attention. This is the last year students will be using the building where the iconic 80s film was shot. It's being torn down and rebuilt. Bacon told the class, quote, "Thank you guys for inviting me to the prom, and let's dance." There you go. That's the Daily Dish on KZST.
Car.
Sonoma County's KCST. It is time to check traffic with CHP Officer Olivia Mirop in our Rohnert Park studio. Good morning, Olivia. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good. We have no incidents to report. If you are traveling south into Marin County, there is a slight slowdown southbound, just south of Castania, going to about just north of San Antonio Road. Other than that, everything looks good for your drive-in. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KCST.
Takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
County's KZST. Well, good Thursday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams with this. Two things. One, sleep is important. And two, mattresses matter. Yes, it is time for my Sleep City commercial. I truly believe people don't realize how crucial it is to get a good night's sleep and how critical it is to have a top-notch mattress. And there's no better time to invest in one as right now. New season, new you, better sleep. Sleep City owner Mark Thomas, he prides himself on quality products, amazing customer service, and fantastic prices. So many brands to choose from. You got your Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Heirloom, King Coil, and mine, the Posh and Lavish. That is just a few of them. And by the way, Sleep City is part of that whole Go Local campaign. They are community oriented. Find a Sleep City store near you. There are two in Santa Rosa, one in Petaluma, one in Napa, and a location in Windsor. That's my store. And I would not wait. Again, a brand new season, spring into some good sleep. Get healthier. You deserve it. Stop by a location near you today, or you can go online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
Attention, Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today.
If you've never visited your local grocery outlet, this week is a great time to find out what bargain shopping is all about. Stop by for the extra 20% off wine sale. Now through April 2nd, every single bottle of wine in our inventory is 20% off. That's right, every single bottle. We have hundreds of wines to choose from. Selection varies by store. Stock up before the holiday and save an extra 20% off our entire inventory of wine. Now through April 2nd, only at your neighborhood grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Wednesday on the Debbie Abrams Morning Show, Man Landers dishes out advice to your life's questions.
Dear man, I just found out my new girlfriend has a pet snake.
Oh, no.
And has explained to me that Sammy the snake isn't going anywhere anytime soon. I am petrified. How do I handle this?
Okay, well, my initial thought is nope. Hard pass. Not playing. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I call it a day. I go back to single life. No questions asked.
Man Landers, Wednesday morning on the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. Only on KZST.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. This is
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 28th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 729. I'm Brent Allen. Looks like most of our showers are over. We should run partly cloudy for the rest of the day. Currently sitting at 46 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The initiative to limit the size of livestock and poultry farms in Sonoma County has qualified to become a ballot measure, according to the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters. The Coalition to End Factory Farming turned in enough verified signatures to send the initiative to the Board of Supervisors to draft a measure to go in front of voters. While not guaranteed, most likely this November, according to the Press Democrat. The initiative could put an end to many of the county's best-known and multi-generational farms if passed. A Santa Rosa man with multiple warrants from four local police agencies was arrested Monday after leading police on a chase through city streets. 54-year-old Roy Jones Jr. was spotted on Cleveland Avenue. A sheriff's deputy then attempted to pull him over. Well, Jones took off, driving through northwest Santa Rosa, the junior college neighborhood, into Montgomery Village, running stop signs and speeding. Eventually, he was stopped at the intersection of Farmers Lane and Sonoma Avenue. He attempted to run, but was caught and arrested.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has passed away at the age of 82 due to complications from a recent fall. Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on Democrat Al Gore's ticket. In the 2000 presidential election, the Democrat turned independent, stepped down from the Senate in January of 2013 after 24 years. The Illinois Supreme Court will hear an appeal of actor Jussie Smollett's disorderly conduct conviction for staging a racist and homophobic attack against himself in 2019 and lying to Chicago police. There is no date set for the court to review a state appellate court ruling which upheld Smollett's 2021 conviction. Of course, Smollett was born in Santa Rosa back in 1982. The collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge is diverting shipping and trucking around one of the busiest ports on America's East Coast. Traffic entering and leaving the port of Baltimore has already been suspended indefinitely. Trucks that carry hazardous materials